Lord, thank you for these ancient words, and may they change us. May they change this church, Lord. Lord, we will see that your word is powerful, and may it transform us. And so help us to be like the good soil which we started with, that opens up to receive the word and to allow it to bear fruit. Amen. Well, this morning we're looking, it's called The Power of Small. Just a couple of things to review. We've been looking through Mark and this idea that Jesus is God. And last week, Jesus just speaks, and the man's hand is instantly restored. And the Psalms, this is 107:20, says, he sent out his word and he healed them. And Exodus says, I'm the Lord, the God who heals you. And so there's this idea that as Jesus does this, they're supposed to see God. This week, I need actually to have a hand operation at some stage. I have problems with my hands. I have Dupuytren's contractures, which come from the Vikings. So I wasn't sure whether I was voting for England or for, you know, it's either way we're going to win. I thought, and I was praying and thinking about the man with the hand, and suddenly it occurred to me there's probably two more ways that Jesus is showing us that he's God. He speaks, and instantly the man's hand is good. And we see in Genesis, God speaks, creates, and it's good. And then I also thought of Moses. In Exodus 4, he's told to put his hand in his cloak. He comes out, and it's all leprous. And then God says, put it back in again. And he takes it out again. And it says everything, his flesh, is completely restored. And so maybe there's different ways that people are supposed to look at Jesus and say, this Jesus is God. But remember, they don't. They have hard hearts. And so we are to have soft hearts to the work of God. This is sort of the mid-year point, slightly over the midpoint of the year, and just to remind us of our vision for the year, that's why I switched things around. Our vision is never to be lacking in zeal, but to keep our spiritual fervor serving the Lord. We want to have spiritual zeal, we want to hold on to it, especially as we get older. We want to hand it out to others. That was in January, we shared that. In February, I came home from the United States, and there was this marvelous display of daffodils in the front. And it reminded me that Sue's mum had planted them, I believe. And as you plant things, you trust that in time, in due time, they will produce a good harvest. Paul says, keep on sowing, because in good time you'll produce a good harvest. In March, we had our sound and media upgrade. And I think it's making a big difference to the quality of our worship and to our communication. And in April, we had a cafe service, and we got to enjoy the new sort of sound system. We actually had 34 people attend, or 35, including 7 visitors. So it was a wonderful time. In May, we had Oksana visit from Afghanistan and share about her work. Pat painted the chapel, so that was another exciting month. In June, we celebrated just a couple of weeks ago, our 225th anniversary, and we had a wonderful barbecue. Last week, we had the village fete, and then on Tuesday, I went to the national prayer breakfast. I kindly got an invite from Jack to go with him. Sadly, he couldn't make it because he has a wife and a son who had come down with a stomach flu. But it was a great time. And I don't know how God does it, because I didn't know anyone there, but I was put on a table. Jack didn't show up. And on my table, right next to me, was the pastor from the church that we attended in Southampton. So I was like, okay, well, we get to chat. I know the person next to me, so that was great. So it was a great blessing. I was a little tired because I had to drop Jordan off at sort of 4 a.m. at Gatwick and then come back, catch the train, and try to stay awake for the event, but it was wonderful. So think about the power of small. This is a very simple message, There's no complications to this. We're just following the text. Jesus says, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is planted, it grows." And thank you, John. Hopefully you've received some little radish seeds. These are actually sort of a lot larger than mustard seeds, but a reminder to us that we have a kingdom that's like a little seed that grows. And I have to say, this is very sort of surprising, because the Israelites were expecting the Messiah to come and to build this a huge empire again, an empire like David and Solomon's. That's what they thought. And Jesus is saying, it's not quite that way. The kingdom is like a little seed, but it grows. I'm perhaps a small person in Palestine, but I'm God. I'm like a seed that will grow. And the Datchet Baptist Church, we're a small church. We've been planted in Datchet, but we're trusting that we are going to grow. And we have to remind ourselves that God is calling us to be faithful, to work towards growth and to pray for growth. And I was singing the other day, I thought, well, you know, Lord, I've been praying for maybe a year or 2 years now for growth. We haven't seen much. Sometimes it's discouraging. I was saying to God, should I give up? But I felt like God saying to me, there's two things that you are to continue doing. You are to be faithful to pray for growth. Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come. Be faithful to pray for the kingdom to come. But you are to be faithful to pray for growth, whatever the outcome. So even if it doesn't grow, you continue to be faithful to work towards it and to pray for it. And that's the second part. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, praying for growth. Thy will be done, praying for growth, but faithful to God, whatever the outcome. Point two is it's humble. And this is something that's very important. It says it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants. It's small. It's a tiny seed. It's not a huge thing. It's the largest shrub in the garden. It's local. It's placed in a garden. It's not the largest tree of the land. It's the largest plant in the garden. And so we, in a sense, are a small church planted in the garden of Datchet and its surrounds. And God has placed us here for kingdom purposes. And I think to remind ourselves, because I think we all want to build big empires. We want big things. We want massive churches. We want this. We need to remind ourselves that we are to stay humble. And I think humility helps us in three different ways. Humility helps us to pray. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. And I was challenged this week. I was reading 2 Chronicles and read about King Asa. King Asa, when he was young, he faced an army, I think it was 600,000 Ethiopians. And he said, God help me, and God helped him, and they defeated the Ethiopians. But when he was older, he had a little border dispute with Israel, and so he paid the king of Syria some money to sort of deal with this. And the prophet comes to Asa and says, Asa, God says, you trusted me for this great thing. Could you not just have trusted me for this little thing? And so Asa thought, well, I can do it myself. But he forgot God's in control. I need to pray about it. I need to ask God for it. And we need to partner. We need each other. We can't do it alone. I can't go out and reach everybody in Datchet and build this church. I can do some people. I've got a list now of about 6 people that I'm praying for in Datchet to come to faith. We need each other. We need to be a team together. And we need to persevere. Remember, this is from the U.S. Army. This is Semper Fidelis, always faithful, forever faithful. And so we need to stay faithful to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will to be done. And lastly, I think this is a parable that offers shade. It says, "We're such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." And there's a sort of a connection here, because if you go to Daniel 4, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream about a great tree in the land that provides food and shade for the animals. And it's a picture of Nebuchadnezzar's huge empire. And it's giving shade, it's providing for the people of the empire. And so Christians historically have understood that vision to be a reminder that part of the calling of our nation, of the nations of the world, is to provide shade and to provide safety, to provide prosperity for its citizens. But that's a great tree in the land, but we are a small kingdom shrub in a garden. But it's still a reminder to us that we are to provide shade. We are to care for those in our membership and in our community. And I think this is one of the key verses, as for me at least, in the Bible. Jeremiah 29:7, and I've mentioned it many times. We are to seek the peace and the prosperity of the city, of the place to which we have been carried into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. We are not exilic people in that sense. But in another sense, Peter says, we are exiles in this world. We're not home in heaven yet. And we are to pray and seek the peace of the place that we live. And so Datchet needs to offer shade. Datchet Baptist Church needs to offer shade for the people around us. We need to pray for it. That's what we're told, to prosper Datchet. And if you think about it, when we pray like this, we kind of look like a tree. Get the picture? So we are to pray for it. We are to seek the prospering of Datchet. And we don't just pray, we're active. You know, we are to do things towards prospering Datchet. It's wide. You know, it talks about these big branches that kind of, I get this picture, they go wide. So it's everyone. It includes the travelers in our village. It includes some Dutch people in our village. It's everyone. And I think it's also different ways. We want to prosper Datchet in many ways. So we have our Wellbeing Wednesday. We keep our property tidy. I often pick up litter, although someone was out there doing it on my behalf this morning. We're going to have this volunteer appreciation cream tea. We can just simply get to know people's names. Remember people's names, and when you see them, say to them, "Hi, how are you doing?" with their name. And so we are to seek the shade, the prosperity of this place. And so we're to sow and grow. We're to stay humble, and we're to provide shade. Patrick Lencioni, and this was a helpful book, because we do, in our training, we help people think about a vision and a church planting plan, and I've used his book quite a bit. He talks about six questions. Why do we exist? These are for an organization or a church. Why do we exist? How do we behave? These are our values. That's what we looked at last time. What do we do? We're going to look at that today. He says that's the simplest exercise, so we should be done and on our way home in good time. How will we succeed? That's a vision and strategy, and I'm going to mention that in a couple of minutes. And then he says what's most important right now. That's boiling it down to what should we do right now and who must do what. So if you remember, in December we had that lovely meeting where we waited for our pizza and we waited for our pizza. But in the meantime, we were able to write down our values. And it was amazing. We had to write down three values, three behaviors we believed of our church. And pretty much, they were worded uniquely, but they were pretty much easily put into three groups. And so we had people talk about Christ, grace, truth, word, worship. That was all in one grouping. Another big grouping was friendship, welcome, hospitality, support. This is a safe place for people to come to. And then we had another groupings around outreach, serving the local community, blessing others. And so I I wrote them all down, and then I've been praying and processing them, and I put them into some kind of wording, but this is not fixed. This is just kind of a draft. But I think our values are something around grow, love, bless. We want to grow in our faith. A lot of it's about maturing and being fruitful through the knowledge of Christ and his grace. And that's based upon Ephesians 4 and 2 Peter 3:18. We are a community that loves others. And we want to stretch our love and to serve humbly. If you remember from our studies in Peter, he talks about loving at full stretch. And we bless our world. We want to prosper our community. We want to share the gospel. And that comes from Jeremiah 29:7, the Great Commission, Acts 1, verse 8. And so, I mean, this is a draft still, but our values are something around this. We want to grow in our faith. We want to love others. And we want to bless our world. Think about the vision. How will we succeed? That's vision strategy. One of the, and sorry for those who think it's a spelling mistake there, but it isn't. How will we succeed? One of the things I love about Mark 4, Jesus' parables about the word, is I think they give us some helpful things to look at for what success or pointers for success. So he talks about the farmer sows the word. He says the farmer sows the word. And then we're told later that the seed, so to speak, is the word. This Bible that we have, this preaching that we do, we are sowing the word of God. And then as we read at the beginning, others are like good soil. They hear the word, they accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, some 100 times what was sown. When we had a sort of deacon half day, I sort of shared, you know, some of the thoughts that were in my mind, and I said, well, no, it'd be great if in the next few years we can grow our membership to 30, we can grow our congregation to 50, we can grow people visiting our building to 200 people weekly. But after I sort of got into sort of thinking about these kingdom parables as I was preparing for the Mark series, I thought, actually, maybe this is God's vision for us. And we should trust what the Bible says. We should sow the word here. So we want to sort of sow it by biblical teaching, discipleship, sharing the gospel, you know, reading our Bibles each day, having devotions. We want to sow it through good deeds, as Paul talks about in Galatians, as we sow good, we'll reap a harvest. And then we need to ask God that in the next 5 years, can he multiply it 30 times, grow our membership to 30? It's about 15 at the moment, 16. Can we grow our congregation to 60? I mean, we think that's crazy, but actually, if everyone just went and invited one friend in the next 5 years to come and be a member of this church, we'd double our numbers. And can we grow our weekly visitors to our building? We probably have around 50 at the moment, but if as we develop Wellbeing Wednesday and do other things, can we have 100 people using our building weekly? These are people that we are interacting with. And so that's probably a little sort of idea of a vision where we're going. We want to pray that God will grow our membership to 30, our congregation to 60, and our weekly visitors to 100. And these would be some things that we need to pray about. I think we need to pray that we'd increase personal and corporate prayer. I'm convinced it all begins and pretty much ends with prayer. So we need to be praying together in our services, coming to the evening service if we're able to, praying corporately, but privately we're also to be praying for our friends to know Jesus, for our church to grow, for our church to be blessed. We're going to have an open day to see our upgraded facilities. This for us is a way of connecting more with the community. So we're contacting funeral parlors and maybe wedding planners. I don't know. We're just contacting different local businesses, local groups, and saying, come and see our facility. Maybe you would like to rent it for an event. Increase our connections with the local community. We have a plan because it's a bit of work, so we'll have some of the tables set up so people can see. We'll go right to have our volunteer appreciation cream tea on the Saturday. That was great last year. People are already eager to join us, and we'll have the mayor from Windsor and Maidenhead coming to say a few words of thanks. And so this is another way to connect with our community and to bless it. Something that I'm considering, so pray about it, is just doing a small community survey and asking people, what do you think the biggest need in Datchet is? And another question is, what do you think the church could do about meeting that need? And just keep it open and keep it simple and find out, well, what are the big needs of our community? I think we'd love to. We've got some different connections. We'd love to do something like Alpha, where we just have a meal, we talk about faith, we're able to sort of have discussions afterwards and move people towards growing as disciples, becoming Christians. In probably 2027, we're going to try to upgrade the kitchen and make it a little bit more functional. We've got our Wellbeing Wednesday. We have quite a number of people coming, but I think it'd be great to develop our team and to build that. And we're exploring restarting Pickles. There isn't actually a mums or a parents and toddler group in the village, and it would be great if we could, you know, I just pray every week that a young mum will come and join our church and say, hey, I want to get going with it. So some thoughts for prayer. But just in closing, the parable, and you'll see everything's connected, sow and grow. We are to sow the word, and we're to pray and work towards God growing our lives, growing our community, growing the gospel here in Datchet. We're to stay humble. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. We're to provide shade to those in our village. Shade through prayer, shade through activities that look after people. And we're also, I think, to provide shade where we present the gospel to others. Our values could have different words, but we grow as a church. We are committed, a group of people who are committed to growing. We love, and we are known as a very friendly community. We are a community that loves others, and we bless. We want to bless Datchet practically, but we also want to bless Datchet and the areas surrounding us with the gospel. And then we are to pray and work towards sowing the word. As Jesus says, if it's sown, it will bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 times what was sown. And I'm praying by the end of 2030, so it's a few years, you know, I'll be a few years off my retirement then, closer. I'm praying that by that stage we will have increased our membership to 30, so we'll have a bigger team sharing things together. We'll grow our congregation to 60. It would be nice if from time to time we had about 60 people. It's not that far off. I mean, we probably, if everybody came on the same Sunday and if everybody didn't watch the football last night and et cetera, we probably have, you know, 40 people here. And it would be great if our building saw more sort of people coming in and in practical ways interacting with the church. It would be great if we could sort of work towards 100 visitors. So finally, in closing, remember the daffodils. I think they're such a good reminder every single year that we are not to become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, so it takes time, and these are organic things. Jesus doesn't say, build something and there it is. It's an organic thing. You plant the seed, it takes many years to grow and to bear fruit. You sow good, it takes a time, a proper time to get to the harvest. But he says, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And that's my prayer for us as a church, that as we sow the word through the word and deeds, as we sow it, as we pray for it, as we patiently keep nurturing it week after week, that in due time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Amen. Let me just pray. Lord, a powerful little parable. This tiny seed grew and it became the largest garden plant. It didn't become a great empire. It didn't become a mega church, so to speak. It became the largest plant in the garden. And you have planted us here in Datchet. Datchet, in a sense, and the communities that surround us are our garden. And help us to become a kingdom shrub for you here in this place. May we provide shade for those around us. May we bless people. May we share the gospel with people. And Lord, I'm praying that you will help us to sow the word and trust that it will bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 times what was sown. We're praying that you'll increase our membership to 30, that you'll increase our congregation to 60, and that we'll increase the people who visit our building each week to about 100. Lord, we pray for it and lead us in this vision. And we're trusting that it is a kingdom vision because it comes from your word. And we want your word to bear fruit in our lives and in this church. And so bless this message, bless this vision, we pray. Amen.